Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we will be concluding the second chapter of Maseches Damai and beginning the third chapter. The fifth Mishnah in the second chapter says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Eshedarko lihimade begasa, something which is typically measured in a large measure, umadado bedaka, and he measures it in a small measure, tfela daka lagasa, then the small quantity comes under the rule of the large quantity, as far as whether it would be exempt or obligated in demai. We said previously that things that were sold in large quantities were exempt from the seller taking demai from them. Eshedarko limade bedaka, something which is normally measured and sold in a small quantity, umadado bagasa, and he measures and sells it in a large quantity, tfela gasa ledaka. Then the large quantity he sold follows the rules of the small quantity that this thing is normally sold as. Ezohi midagasa, what's a large quantity? Biavesha shloshes kavin, when it comes to dry goods, 3 kav. Ubalach dinar, and when it comes to liquids, a dinar's worth. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Salei te'enim v'salei anavim, baskets of figs and baskets of grapes, ukupot shel yarak, and tubs of vegetables, kol zman shehu mochran achsara pater. The entire time that they are sold in lots, they are exempt from having demai taken. Now, before we look in the Bar Neuro, I want to deviate from our usual methodology and take a look in the Rambam. So the Rambam says on this Mishnah, Tfela daka lagasa, the small quantity is subordinate to the rule of the large quantity. Vim haya hadavar hanimkar mima shederech b'nei adam limdod oso b'mida katana. If the thing being sold is something that's typically sold in small quantities, she'aser limkro demai, that he's aser to sell to the other person demai, kamo shebiarnu, as has been explained, Aser lo gam kein limcho demai va'afilu madadu b'mida gedola, then he's not allowed to sell demai even if he sells this item in a large quantity. We see the Rambam understands this Mishnah the way we just read it, but we're going to see that the Bar Neuro feels the opposite. Let's take a look in the Bar Neuro now. Even though the text of the Mishnah as we have it says, Es shedarko lihimadeid begasa umadado bedaka, something which is normally sold in a large quantity but is sold in this instance in a small quantity, the Bar Neuro has the opposite. Es shedarko lihimadeid bedaka umadado begasa. He has it flipped around. And then it continues, tfela daka lagasa, which is the same as in our Mishnah. So he has the bottom line of these cases the opposite of the way we have it in our text and the way the Rambam explained it. So he says, Eshedarko limade bedaka umadadu begasa garsinan. So he's explaining that he's got what he feels is a more proper version of the text. Tfela daka lagasa, then the small quantity is subordinate to the rule of the large quantity. Upatik eshehu mocher begasa, and it's exempt when he sells it in a large quantity. Velo amrinan kivin dedarko limdod Bedaka chayev af kishemodeid begasa, and we don't say, since it's typically sold in small quantities and is obligated, that it's also obligated when it's sold in large quantities. So his understanding of the Mishnah is the exact opposite of how we read it and how the Rambam explains it. So we say that the quantity of a large measure is 3 kav when it comes to dry goods. That's about 6 liters, according to Rabbi Kahati. What about the liquid measures? Ubalach dinar. When it comes to liquids, it's a dinar. Mida sheyeshba mashehu shav a dinar. It's a measurement that's worth a dinar. Lefi shelo haisa mida yedua lalach, because there was no known quantity for liquids. Shahashar mishtane tamid lachach shiuro bedamim. The price was always changing. They couldn't get a fix on a quantity, so therefore they set the price based on the value rather than on the size. So we said that vegetables that were sold chsara, they're sold as a lot. Lo b'mida v'lo b'mishkal, where they're not sold by weight, they're not sold by volume. El lefi ha'omed, they're a package deal. Pater dahave kimocher gasa. They're exempt because it's like selling in a large quantity. Vein halacha k'Reb Yossi, but the halacha does not follow Reb Yossi in this seifa of the Mishnah. Perek Shlishi, the third chapter, Mishnah Aleph, first Mishnah. Machilin es ha'aniyim demai. One can feed demai to poor people, v'es ha'achsanya demai, and you can feed demai to passing soldiers. And I'll explain that when we get to the Bart Neuro. Rabban Gamliel haya machil es paul of demai. Rabban Gamliel used to feed his workers demai. Gabet staka, the people who would distribute charity on behalf of the community. Beis Shammai omrim nosin es ha'me'usher l'she'enu ma'aser. Beis she'enu me'usher l'ma'aser. Beis Shammai say that they should give that which has tithes taken to those who don't take tithes, and that which doesn't have tithes taken to people that do take tithes, with the result that nimsu ka'adam ochlin metukan. The result will be that everyone will eat properly tithed foods. So if you have food that's already tithed, give it to people who don't take tithes, they're eating kosher food. If you have food that wasn't tithed, give it to people who will take tithes, and they'll eat kosher food. That's a great solution. However, the Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Govin Stam u'machalkin Stam, that it's collected and distributed without asking after whether the food is tithed or whether the people take tithes. V'harotzu l'taken yitaken, and those who are inclined to take tithes will do so. So it's not our job to micromanage the eating habits of the people to whom the food is distributed. Let us look again into the Bart Neuro. Machilin es ha'aniyim demai, we can feed the poor demai. Afilu hein chaverim, even if they are from people who are strict in tithes and such things. V'tzorech lehodian, v'harotze la'asran ya'asran. So we have to let them know that tithes haven't been taken, and those people who are inclined to do so will take their own tithes. V'asachsanya, and passing soldiers. Chayal shel melech Yisrael, it's a soldier in a Jewish army, is a king of Israel, is their commander-in-chief. Ha'over mimakom lemakom, they are traveling from place to place. Umota al b'nei hamakom leparsem, and it's the responsibility of the people where they're staying to feed them. Machilin osam demai, you're allowed to feed them demai. Bizman shehi overes, this is only in a case where they're passing through. But if they're staying the night, then you have to take tithes. You can't feed them demai. Rama Gamliel haya machil es paul of demai. Rama Gamliel used to feed his workers demai. Aniim hayu, they were poor, so he felt you can feed poor people demai. These people are poor, I'm going to feed them. Vein halacha k'Rama Gamliel, but the halacha does not follow Rama Gamliel that you should feed your workers demai even if they're poor. The kiva dechayev b'mizonos sehen. Nimsu porea es chova b'demai. Since he was obligated in feeding them, their food was part of his package with them, then you find that he's paying a debt with demai. So yes, the poor can eat demai, but no, you cannot pay your own debts with demai. So by feeding them with demai, that's what he was doing. He was settling his obligation with them. That's not allowed. So the question is, Beis Shammai says that you should give that which is tithed to people who won't take tithes, and that which is not tithed to people who will take tithes. V'she'enu me'usher l'maiser, you should take that which hasn't been tithed and give it to those who will fix it. V'nosin lo biyoter mechidei ma'asrosav, v'nimsu kol ha'adam ochlin v'tukan. So you should give him more than necessary for his tithes, and then you find that everyone's eating fixed up food. Ubei Shammai l'tamehu, and Beis Shammai are consistent with their usual thought on the matter. The Amrei ein ma'achalin es ha'aniyim demai, because they feel that you're not allowed to serve the poor demai. So therefore, by distributing it to the poor, you're actually setting them up for inappropriate behavior. But Chachamim say no, everyone gets what they get. V'harotze l'taken yitaken, and those who are inclined to fix it up will fix it up. Shlo hutir ha'demai la'aniyim, elekish ochlen achila achas etzel bal habayis. That the demai is only permitted to the poor when they're eating a meal at the home of someone who's feeding them as a charitable act. But if they receive produce, if it comes into their possession, then they have to take tithes from questionable produce. Dikanami, and you can also see that this is the case. The Katani Ma'achilin Es Ha'aniyim Demai. Our Mishnah says you can feed demai to the poor. V'lo Tani Ha'aniyim Ochlin Demai. It doesn't say the poor are allowed to eat demai. So it's only the case where a poor person comes that you can give him here, take this. Then he's allowed to have the demai. But it doesn't say that they're allowed to eat demai. They can't just stock up on it, keep it in their house, and it's okay for them. Ken Kasuf HaRambam. And this is what the Rambam wrote. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.